Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Kenya Gibson, the media maven, sitting in for Elizabeth Gearhart.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses. And we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. And now it's time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. I'm going to ask Ed, what is a secret that you have in your entrepreneurial mind?
I'm going to go right off the top of the noggin here and say, listen to your body and your heart. For the longest time, I've had a lot of discouraging comments thrown at me of don't do this, don't do that. You should do this instead. You should do that instead. And for the longest time, I kind of took it into one ear and out the other. But in the beginning, it was hard because I looked at everyone else as a role model, as, oh, they know what they're talking about, so I should listen. But then I listened to my body and my mind, meaning if I want to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, I will. I don't mind because my body needs rest. For me to have more rest will allow me to have more energy to put into what I want to do that day. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Listen to your body and heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Drew?
I was thinking about this earlier. A person I highly admire, I know you do as well. I think of him as a mentor. He's also my boss, Sharon. Mm-hmm. He said a couple weeks ago, it's not about the journey. It's not about the destination. It's about the people. So I add on to that. Then it's about finding the joy in every moment. Mm-hmm. The joy is a focus. Happiness is a feeling. If you focus on trying to find the joy in every moment, your clients, the people you're serving, I'm so excited I get to be here with you guys today, these power players in the room. My kids are happy. They woke up happy. They're not sick. They have their limbs. They have their eyes. They're breathing. There's the joy. Happiness is the feeling that's fleeting that'll come and go. Your business is going to have happy times. It's going to have sad times too, but you focus on the joy and that allows the people to connect more and that allows you to get to the destination wherever you want to go a lot faster.
If you're happy with what you do, you never work a day in your life.
And completely
and
agree.
If you can find the joy in it, more than power to you. I think mm-hmm. that's amazing. Eric? Wow.
I'll add to that by saying be thankful, to give appreciation. Mm. I take it a step further usually by writing it down and saying, thank you, God, for this day, for this moment. And I set the day up like that. And then I'll also write my intentions for the day. Where do I want this day to go? How do I see it happening? Most of the times that I do that, I get exactly what I ask for.
Wow.
I love that.
That's really great.
I must say it's interesting how all three of our answers had nothing to do with systems or tools or anything of that sort.
Well, you haven't gotten to me yet. So I'm just, I have yet to speak. Kenya?
Well, I love that. That's so inspiring. And I think gratitude is really powerful, right? Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to try what you do, like in terms of writing down like what I would like to happen for the day, because I'm pretty specific in my prayers to God. I ask him for a lot of stuff. He usually is pretty good about getting me what I want, mm-hmm. but I'm going to try writing it down and see how that goes.
Well, my secret of the entrepreneurial mind is exactly the opposite of Ed. So I was like, well, my first thing was just get up early and get going. Mm-hmm. And so I find that for myself, when I listen to my body, which I agree you need to do, I find that I lose a lot of time just not knowing what to do next. And so I'm in this gray zone where I'm not really doing anything, but I'm not really enjoying myself either. I think everybody has those periods. But if I focus on, you know, just getting the first few things done in the morning, get up early, get a few things accomplished, then that's what gives me confidence and energy for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. And that's how I am my best self.
It's a little bit
different than Ed's approach, but you know.
But if it's for you, your body says that's what works, right?
That's my body saying what works.
It's kind of like throwing on the suit, look good, feel good.
Yes.
Mentality.
Absolutely. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% content globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X,
and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.